Shoes.
Recorded live.
Yep, we're gonna be starting.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican got tired of being bombarded by bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shots Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. It's 3:17 in the morning in New York City. It's cold as balls. Couldn't really sleep. It's November 18th on Tuesday. Just had to get some shit off my chest. I realize how hard it is to be in a relationship. You know, is it really, I don't know. Last person I was with, hey Galaxy, just gonna be shooting this shit, so, just if you wanna hear me, bitch a little bit, feel free and stay, call in if you want. Hey. So, I actually went out with this one girl. Very recently. Yeah, we're gonna be crotch-shotting, don't worry. I'm gonna be talking, don't worry, it's gonna get raw. Dated this one girl. She was great, great personality. Did a lot of stuff for me, but had a problem. She wasn't in the great shape, wasn't in the best shape. Yeah, she was a big girl. But she was a nice person. But one problem was, she had bad fucking hygiene. She made me wait for a while for sex. And, once she was finally comfortable enough to do it with me, the payoff didn't seem worth the wait. Yes, she had a skunk-ass vagina. And no matter how many times I've asked her to do something about it, which I could only assume that if it was a fungus, get some cream or something, do something. I mean, come on. Nowadays, there is no excuse to be stinky. Am I right, Galaxy? There is no excuse. She refused to do anything about it. She had low self-esteem, fine. And me telling her this probably didn't do wonders for her self-esteem still, but if I was gonna, you can't really be taking a risk, especially nowadays. I mean, she could have had something. And yet she was expecting me to eat her out and all this. Well, needless to say, I stopped having sex with her or stopped attempting to have sex with her. We were just going out, and even her car, her bedroom, fucking crapped out. Candy wrappers everywhere. Just disgusting. She got upset with me when I actually started cleaning her car and her room, because I can't live in a dirty situation. I keep my areas, both body and, living situation, very clean. I keep everything clean. I mean, hey, I'm a big guy too. I take extra care because I know since I'm a big guy, I sweat, and the possibility of me stinking, is higher. I know how to keep myself smelling fresh as a big guy, you know? You know, extra powder here, you know, maybe a shave in other places. Make sure you keep yourself fresh, you know? It's not that hard. But the fact that she actively refused and expected me to actually put up with this, if I loved her, I mean, if that was the case, then I guess I really never really loved her. If I couldn't overlook the fact that she stunk like hell. So, needless to say, I, you know, no sex, and I was getting very resentful of that. I started treating her like crap. I would curse her out and basically got very verbally abusive. I mean, I'm not proud of that. I shouldn't have let it go that far. I never laid a hand on her. But, you know, basically doing mean shit to her. So then I broke up with her. Yeah. I broke up with her. She cries. She's like, but I love you. Alright, she still tried to be my friend, and I wasn't really down with that, but I actually tried to see if I could keep a friendship with her, because we did start off as friends. Hey, we got HypnoTalk. What's up, HypnoTalk? And she kept saying, but she was getting herself gastric bypass. She started fixing herself up. So she offered, you know, whenever I needed it, I could come for a booty call. I decided to take her up on her offer, yes, like a dumbass. So I go visit her. The bitch starts crying that I took her up on her offer. I never asked her if I could fuck her, you know, have a booty call. She offered, yet she started crying that I actually decided to take her up on it. She's like, holy shit, you don't want to be with me, you just want to have sex, how you think I feel? I'm like, but you offered. I know, but, yeah, you offered. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, does that make any sense to anybody? I mean, HypnoTalk, Galaxy, you know, feel free, call in. The number's right there, you guys know what to do, your members. Makes no damn sense. So I realized I hung out with her, found out that her friends really hated my guts for the way I treated her actually like a fucking princess, up until I started getting frustrated with the fact that I wasn't getting any sex because I wouldn't have sex with her because of her bad fucking hygiene. And the reason why I'm kind of talking about this today is because she got herself gastric bypass. She's losing all this weight. She's looking fantastic. And she's dating somebody else. And I'm like, damn. She wouldn't fix herself for me when I treated her well. Didn't want to do nothing about the fucking smelly cunt situation. But the moment I break up with her, the moment I, you know, actually piss her off, you know, that's when she decides to fix herself up. So I found out that her friends were talking shit, one of which, dude, you know how many people somebody kept saying, oh, fuck her, just out of her shower. Look, when it's an infection, no matter how many showers you take, it's still going to smell like hot garbage. You know. But yeah, no. One of the biggest mouths in her life, one of her best friends starts talking shit. And here's the ironic shit. She's telling me about how to be in her relationship, but she was currently cheating on her boyfriend, the guy that she loved. So your best friend who's cheating on her man is telling you that I'm not a good person. Yeah, fuck you. That's like Hitler talking, you know, telling the Russians that Stalin's not a very good guy. you know? At least I never cheated on her. I freaking stuck with her until I couldn't bear that shit anymore. It's not like I left her for some other chick either. When I broke up with her, you know, knowing that there wasn't going to be somebody else for a while. I mean, you know, hell. In New York City, you have to be on fucking point. And unless you're 6'5", no matter if you have a job and shit like that, you ain't going to Wiz. chicks want the whole fucking package. It's not enough if you got money. You gotta fucking look good. And you know, I'm not saying I'm fucking ugly, you know. But I am a big guy, so that kinda puts a whole kibosh on the talent that I could get. What do I have sex with now? I'm not nobody right now. Shit. Been trying. Lately, the girls that I've been that been offering have always just been rescinding their offer the moment I take them up on it. That happens a lot. They're like, oh, we could do it whenever you want. Oh, shit, I can't believe it. Why are you asking me for this? How come you don't want to be my boyfriend? I'm like, well, I tried being your boyfriend. You don't want that. And then you offered for sex, and now you're getting pissed off that I'm actually taking it up on, you know. I that's the part of women I don't understand. I was like, okay, you offered, and yet, yeah. I don't fucking get it. It's really fucking silly. You know, it's bananas, yo. So, yeah, I'm gonna play some quick commercials and shit. Is this it? Let me see. Let me see if I can play this.
Our country is on the brink of destruction. Our civil liberties, our rights, are just about gone. Our only hope now is to rise up.
So, yeah, nah, listen to Freedom Fighter Radio. FreedomFighterRadio.net, you know, whatever. I think I'm an extrovert. I am not afraid to talk to people. You know, I try to be the life of the party. I like telling jokes. You know? Yeah, it's... God, I wish one of you motherfuckers would just call in. I really just hate talking to myself. Even though you guys are chatting. Yeah. Yes, I get the tongue. Yeah. I got something for you, the tongue. Yeah. What's my stance on... I don't know, man. I 70s porn, man. Them chicks really need to fucking, really need to learn how to shave. I mean, you know, when... I don't freaking trust a porn when the freaking dude has a fucking afro on his head and his balls. It just makes, like, it just doesn't look professional to me. And, you know, especially when it's freaking women, like, my ultimate favorite 70s porn actress will have to be Vanessa Del Rio. But even then, Jesus Christ, she had a fucking carpet from thigh to thigh. That was not sexy. I mean, the only actress that had like a bald vagina was, I forgot her name. I think Linda Lovelace. Yes, they do. I can't be fucking a girl that's gonna make me start a fire. Freaking too much friction and all that hair. There's gonna be a fire started. I think that's how the fucking forest fires in California get started. Two hairy ass people are fucking, and all that friction causes some sparks. So. Yeah. Okay, hypno talk. Everyone's asleep. You're excused. Yeah, but you know, your balls slapping on a hairy vagina? I mean, come on. Aren't you a Boy Scout? You know, you hit two rocks together to cause some friction and some sparks happen. I mean, come on. And plus it smells like fucking burnt fucking beef filling the room. Ugh. I don't know. I like my women bald. I like them shellacked. I like them nice and shiny. I want to have to wear sunglasses when approaching to eat a clit. You know, that's just my personal preference. And I'm staying quiet and, you don't get rub burn on your clit. Yes, you do. See, that's either rug burn on my cock, or I think I caught some herpes, and it's like looking like that I just got hit by napalm. I don't know. Use your goddamn fingers to clear the swatch. No, I'd rather use a razor and napalm that some bitch to move. I want to see the fucking gooks coming out the fucking... I want to use Agent Orange on the fucking vagina. Make sure there ain't no damn Viet Cong hiding in the bushes. Icky Mau. Icky Mau. Oh, we said we got Bodeas. Feel free to call in. We're just talking shit about hairy vaginas now and how my girlfriend's pussy stunk to high hell. Oh, fuck. I'm just doing a fucking impromptu show. I usually do a show Saturdays and Sundays at 7. I'm thinking of moving the fucking show. Yeah, dude. Welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show. I'm trying to be the most hardcore show on this network. I was the most hardcore show on Blog Talk Radio, but they kicked me off because they're a fucking bunch of Nazi bastards. Which is kind of ironic because the CEO is a Jew. I guess they fucking missed one. Really? Hey, maybe I should move my shows to do them this late. Depends how many people show up now, I guess. I don't know. I'll do a late show. Start doing a late show. I'll be like the fucking Howard Stern mixed with David Letterman or something. I don't know. Maybe I could. I don't know. Can I get even filthier at night this late? Where there's supposedly no kids listening. If kids are listening, then, you know, their parents are fucked up and they deserve to freaking have their kids corrupted by me if they're gonna let them stay up this late. You got hooked to the blind spot on here. Yeah. Actually, let me give you a taste on the type of shit that goes on here that got me kicked off.
I know Christmas is months away, but have you started thinking on how you're gonna decorate your Christmas tree? Sure, we all have. But do you really want to go with the old, tired star on top of the Christmas tree? Each fetus is made from 100% natural aborted baby fetus from the hoods of New York City. Yes, these are minorities, which will match your multicultural trees. They all come with a rope wrapped around their necks for easy hanging. Just because these fetuses were denied life doesn't mean you should deny having a beautiful tree. Each fetus costs $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
Holy shit!
Seriously, when I play that, I end up finding out who are the real hardcore people. Galaxy Stranger just straight left after me playing that thing. I got Jim from Freedom Fighter Radio. Hey, Jim.
I can't really hear Louis.
You can hardly hear me?
Yeah, let me raise my volume. Maybe I'm getting old. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. Everybody else has been hearing me pretty good.
Okay, well,
Well, I am talking kind of low anyways.
Oh, okay. Now I got to pick my phone up and hold it on my ear.
Okay, go ahead.
What are you doing up so late, bro?
I'm bitching.
You're itching?
Bitching.
Oh, you're bitching. What are you bitching about?
I don't know.
I'm a blogging.
I'm just talking about my ex, how she had a stinky vagina, and I'm...
And now
she got herself gastric bypass, and now she thinks she's better than me, because now she got a new boyfriend that's staying with her despite her stinky twat. And I'm not man enough to have stayed with her because she are fucking...
It's the same old shit. We've all gone through it. You'll get good.
I'm like, what the fuck?
You know what's going to happen? You or me, you're going to win the lottery. I'll win the lottery, and I'll hook you up, and then she'll say, oh, I'm so sorry. Fuck you. Anyway, no, I was just blogging, man. Gulf War illness is, you hear about that? They determined it is now real now. It cannot be denied.
Oh, yeah, about fucking time.
Yeah, report released yesterday concluded the Gulf War syndrome is a legitimate illness suffered by more than 175,000 U.S. War veterans.
And boom, now this has become a political show.
Yeah.
It went from me talking about fucking...
You got to get off it, Louie, man. You're a good guy, man. Screw the bitch, okay? You know, you can do better, man. You know that.
Yeah, no, it's just...
Hey, I've been there, you know. I've been there, done that, you know.
Just that it's like close to 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm freaking... My mind starts to wander and I'm...
I hear you, man.
It's either me start talking shit on the radio or me go outside and fucking slash somebody's throat. So I'd rather just get the evil thoughts, evil demons... exercised out of my fucking body and into cyberspace.
I hear you, man.
And I'm surprised. And I'm surprised I already like freaking chased away Galaxy Stranger.
Why? What was their problem?
I don't know. As soon as I played the aborted fetus Christmas commercial.
Well, I told you, man.
Yeah,
that's very. I mean, you're a good guy. I would drop that one. That's just my opinion, though.
Yeah, I'm hardcore. This is the Crotch Out Radio Show. I'm supposed to.
I know, but it's you like Howard Stern, but when you start messing up the babies, man, not the babies.
But they're not babies anymore. They're dead bodies.
They're dead babies.
They're dead babies, you know.
And people don't like talking about dead babies, man. I'm serious.
No, who stop making dead babies?
Yeah.
I mean, if people would freaking take personal responsibility and either wear a condom or fucking take some other precautions and not get pregnant in the first place, if they can't afford to have fucking kids, then there would be less abortions.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of amazes me that smart people don't have as much kids. But stupid people, holy fuck, do they fucking...
Yeah, smart people with money don't have as many kids, but poor people with no money have tons of kids, right?
How does that make any sense?
No, you would think that the rich people, the smart people with money would have more kids because they can afford it. And the poor people who have lots of kids, they can't afford it, right?
I mean, I see fucking Lucretia in the fucking projects, you know, cursing out her son, calling him a motherfucker for not fucking...
Uh-huh. Yeah,
for dropping his toy. It's the welfare factor.
Uh-huh.
The welfare factor.
The welfare factor.
Oh, they can't afford heat, so they get together. Yeah, you know, they huddle together like penguins. But instead of taking care of her egg, you know, they take care of the fucking crack-rocks.
Oh. And you got a Circuit City still open up there in New York?
Yep.
Are they having really good sales?
I don't know.
Oh.
The moment they start selling LCD TVs for a dollar, I'm going there and shanking those fuckers.
Well, you know what I need? I need an external hard drive.
Radio Shack.
Well, I was thinking Circuit City because, you know, they're going out of business. They might have some
Radio
good...
Radio Shack, trust me, I get all my electronics from Radio Shack. Radio Shack usually has better prices.
Then, really?
Yes. Oh, God, you're fucking snorting up all your fucking mucus again.
Oh, here we go. It's 400 gigabyte for $129. That's all more. I just need something for the show, all my stuff. Yeah, I don't need nothing. Well, here's one, a 250 gigabyte for 100.
Yeah, is everyone having fun so far just hearing me bitch and moan?
Now, let's all make Louie happy. If there's any women out there, please call Louie and cheer him up. Go over to Louie's house and make him happy. Help him.
Seriously, I think I'm funnier when I'm pissed off and tortured. Most comedians have, like, mental issues, which...
Right. We need a female to go over to Louis B's house and
duck my eyeballs out my
exactly.
Through my cock.
Take care of Louis B. Please, someone take care of Louis B.
Oh, God. Let's turn off the mic a little bit already. Let me see.
Okay, someone please take care of Louis B.
How's the mic now? I think I'm going to have to end up buying me a new mic.
Yeah, well, we just need someone to take care of you, Louis.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. We thought lost it, yeah, bro.
No. I am now on. I downloaded TalkShoe Live Pro and seeing if that does me any good.
I hear you, man. Hey, did you see what happened on the latest TalkShoe ratings are out?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Go brag.
Well, I'm just saying.
What the hell?
That was my humps, man.
My lovely lady bumps.
You have to admit, you know, I'm really in there, but you have to admit, not being into that necessarily type of music, but it was a good produce, you know, for a low budget video. You know, I think they did a good job with what they did with it.
Right.
Well, seriously, I'm just.
I'm more of a Disturbed Five Finger Death Punch.
Mm.
You know, the only hip hop that I ever listened to was Latin hip hop from the 80s.
Well, I got something for you, Louis.
Also known as freestyle.
Hey!
That is just some bullshit. It really is. That shit really bothers me when I hear that. You know, have you heard the new Justin Timberlake? No.
Hey, I got a sound effect for Troy for you next time he calls you. Go like this.
I'm gonna rip your balls off so you cannot contaminate the rest of the world!
God.
We're all trying to cheer Louis up.
That's a dude, I want him to give me a reason to kick his ass.
What, you want him on your show?
Yeah, why not?
I
really need a part two to that video. Because you know what? Too many people are asking me, when are you gonna have Troy back on your show to curse him out again?
You know, you need the Jerky Boys on your show, man.
Oh, dude, I would die to have freaking Kamenuch, not Kamenuch.
The Jerky Boys.
Kamal and Frank Rizzo. I would love Kamal and Frank Rizzo to be on this show. Hey there, crazy. Look. Fucking. Oh, I love the Jerky Boys. I grew up on the Jerky Boys. I actually grew up on the Jerky Boys. My father actually brought home a bootleg tape. And he only let me hear like 2 seconds of it because that's how he tried to be a parent and try to keep me from learning the curse words. But I stole it and I listened to it over and over. Frank Rizzo was
right?
A fucking man. Kamal and Frank Rizzo.
Yeah, they're funny as shit.
That's where I usually get my Brooklyn accent from, is listening to Frank Rizzo. Fuck yo.
I need to practice so I can get a Brooklyn accent. How about that? Yeah, that's what I need. I need to learn you need to write the book. How to Speak Brooklynese.
Chapter 1, fuck you. Chapter 2, no, seriously, fuck you. Chapter 3, didn't I just tell you fuck you?
I had fun.
Classes in Harvard. Harvard. Did I just say Harvard? Yeah, I said
Harvard. Yeah, you said Harvard, man.
Harvard.
Why would you say Harvard?
Beach slapping 101, yeah.
That program.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who are you talking to, bro?
I don't know. I'm just now I'm talking like I'm from Brooklyn because I am from Brooklyn. And
well, you could call your buddy Troy.
Well, then call him. Disturb him at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't have nothing to talk to Troy. He's...
Well, that's the only edge I have over Troy is that he doesn't have my number because I don't advertise my shit. That's how he gets all these numbers from
right?
You people. It's because everybody puts their fucking number out there and they wonder why they get prank called. I'm like, shit. I mean, you know.
Well, you know what you do when you get a prank call and if it goes nonstop, what you do is you forward your phone number. Like if you get a call and then you get another prank call and then you get another prank call, after the second or third prank call, what you do is you forward your number to the nearest, you know, to a police station or the White House. So when they call up and go, fuck you! Their number shows up on the White House at a police station and they go, fuck you!
You know, I did something similar because I actually wanted to prank all the degenerates of New York City.
Oh, you say Helen DeGeneres?
No, degenerates. Degenerates.
Oh, degenerates. Oh, okay.
Degenerates, yes. In the hooker section of Craigslist, I freaking posted the number to the... What the living fuck?
Shut up! Come on. Okay, I had to mute her. Okay,
shit.
Quiet. Stop. That's
bastard.
Enough for now. Okay, what?
Yeah, you wish. I already knew that was the devil in Mrs. Jones.
Yeah. God, man, how'd you know that? That was from the movie. Not for real. That came out that movie.
Yeah.
Damn, you're good. can you name the movie in 20 seconds? You know, there you go, Louie.
Yeah, well, you know.
Name that movie.
I am a porno aficionado. I like good porn.
And what happened to my...
You seem
damn,
like
I thought I was in...
Yeah, wait a minute. How are you guys enjoying the show so far? They're not even talking anymore.
They're not...
Bodeus, rock me Bodeus.
This is what, an impromptu show for you, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's not
pretty much. Okay.
I'm just trying to do Rock Me Amadeus with Bodeus, and it's just not flowing. Yeah, I'm just I'm thinking of maybe moving my shows to the late night.
I can't hear you. What?
I'm just thinking of moving my shows to the late night and see what happens.
Well, let me ask you, how come your audio is so good tonight right now? I mean, except for you trying to talk low, the volume, you got a real good clean connection. Is this your normal connection?
Yeah. I have no reason. I have no idea.
I mean, that's. I mean, I'm serious. You got. I mean, it's a killer. It's a killer connection right now, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what it is then.
I think Louis's talking low, right? Because you're in someone's place, right?
Yeah, no, it's late, man. I like to talk nice and low. This is the quiet storm.
What's that?
Your home for pedophilia. What?
Okay.
Do you like to touch young children?
It is pointless to resist.
Got a 5-year-old, I'm thinking, oh yeah, that's one hot bitch. Get those mosquito bites.
Does that
5-year-old have a fat ass? Or is her diaper full of shit?
Hold on, Louis. Yeah, baby. Okay, baby. Hold on, yeah. Come on, hold on. Yes, okay, yeah.
It's all fun and games until you start making pedophiles. All fun and games until everyone has their limit. Everyone has their limit.
Hey, you want to hear some Jerky Boys, though, man?
What?
Yeah, I got some Jerky Boys in here.
I don't think I can play that, you know, legally. That's the thing. That's the only problem. I can't play them on the show. You know what? Because I would play their new fucking album, but I just don't feel like getting fucking sued.
The hell is this one? Here's one. Oh, this is a good one.
And we lost another one. We lost Hypno Talk. Oh, God. Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just getting really... You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to start getting really raw. So we still got Bodeus. Bodeus is hanging tough because Galaxy Stranger and Hypno Talk have left because they can't deal with the awesome power.
I don't even know what this one is. The United States of whatever. Hold on, let me see this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands.
Okay, what's the state?
I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no. You know why? Because it's my United States of whatever.
These are my United States of whatever. Yeah, I know. I heard that song before.
Here's a funny one. Oh, this is a good one. Do you remember this cartoon?
So, Beavis and Butthead. I understand,
yeah.
Mr. McVicker has made a little arrangement with you guys. Yeah, a little probation. C-Class Beavis and Butthead here are not allowed to laugh for a whole week.
Damn.
That's right, and if they do laugh, they'll be expelled, and they'll have to go to Hope High School where they'll get their asses kicked on a daily basis by all the other delinquents. Well, I was real glad to hear that, because this is sex education week. That's right, sex ed week. We're going to be talking about the penis. We'll be talking about the vagina. Do you think that's funny, Butthead? Do you find it amusing that we'll be talking about the testicles? Yes, we're also going to be talking about venereal disease, sexual intercourse, and we will definitely be spending a lot of time talking about masturbation. Well, now that that's out of the way, let's take roll. Butt kiss.
Here.
Gaylord. Ivan.
Oh, hey. I think you got the point. That was like a really stupid show.
It was funny as shit, though.
Yeah, I used to only... I now that I watch it, I'm like, damn, I actually found this funny when I was...
It became addictive, though, man. It's like, this is really stupid. Why the hell am I watching it? But then it was hard to break away from.
Not anymore.
it was a funny movie. Yeah, now I like Stewie, man.
I don't even like... You know, what's up with you Jews and Family Guy?
What? Family Guy's awesome.
It ain't no Boondocks. Exactly. The Boondocks is more political satire than Family Guy. Family Guy just does pop culture. Holy crap, what's with the fuck? I'd rather. Jim got the friggin' Jim is
Louis.
SoundCloud.
And a half. Yo, Louis. Got a problem I need to talk to you about, huh?
I
got this guy in Virginia.
I hope one
his name is Troy.
I hope you go hunting with.
And Troy's been talking to my buddy Rob Roberto.
Wow, this.
I need you to cut them off. Can you take care of that? Hey man, god dang, it's 4:00 in the morning. I'm about ready to hit the sack. And I'm not talking about my sack, I'm talking about the pillow sack.
I was about to say, are you on a routinely?
Well, I need to get to bed though, seriously, man. I just thought, you know, I'd give you a buzz, you know, I saw you up and what is up, man? I was like, you know, I just posted a blog and then I saw you, you know, because you know I got your player on my site and I saw the like live now, I'm like,
Damn. Yeah, crotchshotradioshow.com and check out freedomfighterradio.net if you've gone past the debauchery so far. If you are brave enough to have gone through the dead aborted baby fetus joke, if you've gotten past the fucking pedophile joke, then you know what? You, sir, have no soul.
Yeah.
And you know what? You are the perfect listener.
Well, just for him, this is live from the Vatican, Louis.
Live from the Vatican.
Hold on. Live from the Vatican.
All right.
There we go.
Come, my son, bend
over. In nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sanctus, 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 all you watch a grave alone. Come in. Ah, don.
Good evening, Your Holiness. Your Holiness, we have just received a very important message. It's Your Holiness that unless we do something drastic, we will lose the church and all that it stands for. Further state, Your Holiness, that in order to save the church and all that it stands for, you, as head of the church, must make love.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm the head of the Holy Catholic Church with the priests and the nuns and the little bambinos. No, I'm not going to do this. Santa Maria, who sent this or not?
Your Holiness, it was signed.
I do it. But I have four conditions under which I do this. What else I know of this?
Four conditions, Your Holiness? And they are, Your Holiness?
Number one, this girl who I make this love to, she must be blind so she cannot see who is defiling her body.
She must be blind, see.
Number two, she must be deaf so she cannot hear what is happening to her these days.
She must be deaf, see.
And number three, she must be dumb so she cannot tell the world what has happened to her these days.
She must be dumb, see.
And number four,
you're going to have a big tits. Big ones like that. Huh? You can make it? A big tits. Boom, 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 boom. Big tits.
Okay. Well, at least he knows what's important.
Yeah, right.
Oh crap. I've only been doing 45 minutes. How come it feels like I've done an hour?
You need to get some rest, bro. We need Louis B. The world needs Louis.
Damn.
Well, I'm gonna shut the system down here on my end, bro. And you hang in there, Louie. And don't let a two-legged carbon-based life form bring you down.
Nah, it's just it gets kind of depressing sometimes. It's like, okay.
All right, Louie, you have a good one, buddy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna end the show now. I'm gonna play this song.
Okay, I'll listen to the end of the song. I hear the song you got, and then I'll shut it down. Then, well, I'm on the phone end of it.
Yeah, shit. What the fuck am I gonna play? What the fuck? Damn it. Let's go with Pui, Army of Slaves. On the Crowd Show Radio Show, I'd like to thank everyone for listening.
They march.
fed up with all the BS in the world. The time for correctness is over. It's time to kick the issues in the balls. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B., live on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m., only on CrotchShotRadioShow.com. This isn't your father's show. Are just about gone. Our only hope now is to rise up with a fury so strong and take back what's rightfully ours. Get the news and information you need to survive and effectively fight the New World Order. Listen live to Freedom Fighter Radio.